This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch with tomorrow's news tonight. Right here, I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody who's working in the coronavirus effort trying to keep America free and safe. Thank you very much. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, and all those roughnecks working in the oil rigs all around the country, all around the world, everybody in the oil industry, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go in there, like the page, and then we'll stick you on over there in the chat room, and away you go, and you can converse with all the people that are in there chiming in right now, like Steve in Thailand, and let's see here, Wally is in there too, so there you go. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us. Hello there.
Hello, hello.
Let's talk about Project Veritas, and I'm going to read this very quick press release, and then we'll discuss this. Project Veritas recently released a new video that included phone calls from multiple funeral directors in the New York City metro area who say patients are being labeled as coronavirus deaths, even though the person may have never even tested positive for the virus. Now, here's a quote from James O'Keefe. To be honest with you, all of the death certificates that are writing COVID on all the death certificates, whether they had a positive test or whether they didn't. Then, a gentleman by the name of Michael Lanza, the funeral director at Colonial Funeral Home in Staten Island, told Project Veritas, and this is a quote, "So I think, you know, this is my personal opinion, I think that the mayor in our city, they're looking for federal funding, and the more they put COVID on the death certificate, the more money they can ask for in federal funds. I think this is all political." Meanwhile, Project Veritas says in checking not only New York City, but Chicago, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle, they found more of it, and it's kind of ironic because these are all blue cities and blue states gaming the system. So just calling the COVID-19 coronavirus could get them as little as $14,000 from the feds per victim. It's all a money game, so says James O'Keefe. What say you?
Well, some of them are actually getting those audits. They're actually reviewing some of those numbers. See, there's been a little bit of a trend that those numbers have been adjusted. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but in some cases they're being adjusted down. But here's the interesting thing. Let's look at the blue states that you just mentioned, okay?
Yep.
Because the longer these blue states, Illinois, New York, California, they all stay in this shutdown mode.
Yep.
They get to continue to complain to the federal government that they're going to need a larger bailout.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to prove that all of this is COVID-related.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, they're not going to get any money. Not that they should necessarily get any money anyway, because it's generally going to go to the legacy costs. These governors,
EMT, fire, police,
they haven't been balancing their budgets, especially when it comes to teachers' unions,
yep.
So that kind of thing. So, Treasury, I would say needs to bring in an awful lot of people to begin to go through some of these things and clean up the mess, especially in New York. Because, I mean, that's where I think the larger share of this nonsense is.
Well, I don't disagree with you, because for a couple of months I've been hearing it from my brothers and sisters that have been working the ambulances and the fire trucks and the rescue units and whatnot. And in some cases, and I'm not going to say who, I'm not going to say how, I'm not going to say why, but in some cases, some of them have been asked to maybe not necessarily put certain things on reports to make it look like it was something it wasn't. This is nothing new. It's happened before, but for some reason, New York City's always in the middle of it.
Well, it isn't so much that the hospitals were overwhelmed. I think some of them necessarily were, but not all of them. And so, you end up in a paperwork vacuum. And then things kind of get dumped on the funeral homes. Now, the funeral homes, I would say, because, I mean, there's certainly not a lot of them, they're the ones that were getting overwhelmed. I mean...
Yeah.
I happened to read a very interesting article about Schaefer's funeral home, which happens to also be in the Project Veritas press release.
Correct.
And this poor guy, he had bodies stacked up everywhere.
Yep.
And there's two things that were a problem, because the Muslims and the Jews have to have their, you know, what is it, 24 hours of death?
Yes.
30, well, that's a problem. He didn't have enough space. So it happened to be across the street was a fire department, and he asked if he could get a refrigerated truck to park in that parking spot across the street to be able to put these bodies in. And the fire department said no. So, I mean, what a mess.
Yeah.
But, they're questioning, because everything coming in was COVID-19. And
right.
I think that's the reason Project Veritas decided to go talk to a few of these people. And,
correct.
And several of them just aren't. Several of them had, you know, certain other problems. I see one in here had, dementia and died of that. They were never, these people were never even tested.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to be talking some more about this in terms of what Samaritan's Purse is having to go through now in New York State. Now, we are getting Wally. I'm aware of that. I just got done talking about that, but that's okay. Maybe you didn't hear us earlier. All right. We're going to come right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association. And believe me when I tell you, if you need some help in a hurry and you need some legal advice or representation for something that may have occurred because of you or because of someone else, and you found yourself in a self-defense situation, there's no better way to go than the USCCA. Now, you also can get training there as well. They have certified instructors that will teach you in the use of firearms and other different things in which you can defend yourself. So, here's what I want you to do. Go over to the Facebook page that I created called Americans for America. There's a lot of great articles over there, and a lot of great members as well that converse back and forth. You can go over there, Americans for America, and you'll see the USCCA logo link right there. And while you're there, click on the link, take a look at the little gun a day, give a day window that drops down, sign up for it, and then consider becoming a member, because depending on what level of membership you choose, you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff. So, that's Americans for America, the Facebook page, the USCCA logo link right there, prominently displayed, and then sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway, and then while you're there, take a look at becoming a member. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
We have got our favorite questionnaire who just buzzed in, Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind?
Captain, yeah, just want to see what you think about this, Denise. On as regards to China, like drugs they are, because we've been getting everything from them, we should just say no on everything. And in addition to that, as compensation for damages that the virus and all has caused, which they let go, nationalize every interest they have in the United States, and that includes real estate, too. And in addition to that, nobody from China enters the United States, no students, nobody. Anyway, that's it.
All right, well, it's a very novel idea, but what do you think, Denise? I got my opinion right off the bat. I don't think it'll work.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. We would like to just say no, but the truth of the matter is China manufactures pretty much that produce pretty much all the prescription drugs for the globe.
Yep.
We, meaning any Western nations, are not in a position yet to say we're not taking your medicines anymore because we don't have any other place to go put them and have that manufacturing done. So we're working on it. I don't know how long that would take. It could take as long as 10 years to bring that manufacturing back here or to some other allied country that can do it.
Like India?
So, well, India does some manufacturing right now,
mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. The point being is that we want to go back to work and some jobs have necessarily been lost here in the United States for obvious reasons. So a good place to begin to bring some jobs back would be to manufacture here, but it's going to take a very long time. I mean, the processes have to be approved. We'd have to break contracts. It would be just massive. We need to move it, but we also need to move an awful lot of other things that are manufactured in China.
Mm-hmm.
But we also understand, the United States, because of the trade deal that we have with China, we sit on a nice edge here because they buy an awful lot of our agricultural goods, and they need to have it. So if we are not cautious, that's going to put our farmers in peril again, I would say, for the third time in as many years. So it's a tough one.
Now, let's talk about Joe Biden simply because yesterday Fox was going to have on their Sunday program with Wallace, Chris Wallace, they were going to have this Tara Reid woman, and she had to cancel because of death threats against her and her family. Now, she did make a statement right afterwards. She said she did report a sexual assault harassment to the Senate, and it should be somewhere in the records.
Well, and interestingly enough, Biden actually put out a letter after he did the interview with Mika Brzezinski, ordering the Senate to see if they could not locate any kind of, file on this.
Yep.
We discussed this the other day.
Yep.
It is thought that the Senate doesn't have any of that. It left the Senate when he was no longer a senator and went someplace else. The someplace else would either be over to the National Archives, of which the National Archives says they don't have it,
mm-hmm.
or it would be at the University of Delaware, which is where apparently he has placed most of his his
artifacts.
His historical government records.
Correct.
I would think, and of course, there should be a procedural thing that says, sure, if the University of Delaware wants this, fine, but they shouldn't have the exclusive ownership of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything that Joe Biden did as senator and or as vice president is part of official government record, meaning that should be over at the National Archives. But that's just me. Mm-hmm. So something's wrong with the whole story.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is he did say he's got a vice presidential panel that's currently vetting more than a dozen women.
Right. And you know who's in charge of that?
Kamala Harris? I don't know.
Chris Dodd.
Oh, boy, there we go. And let's see, Chris Dodd was, what's he got to? He's in Hollywood now, isn't he?
He's in Hollywood. Isn't that interesting?
Wow. Oh, boy. Well, we'll see how that works out. Now, Sidney Powell, the FBI knew they were making up a case against Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, and she believes her client will be vindicated.
Well, we discussed this the other day again,
yep.
too. What it really comes down to is Judge Sullivan.
Yep.
Judge Sullivan has the sole power to right a wrong that he actually committed himself,
mm-hmm.
because he did not order up the documents that Sidney Powell was looking for
mm-hmm.
in her filings. She finally got them, and now they've been presented to the court, so the court has the ability to throw this whole thing out. Remember, it was Judge Sullivan that accused General Flynn of treason.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got some corrections he's supposed to do. And that correction was actually done in a Supreme Court case back in, I don't know, 1930-something or other.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed it the other day. So he has an obligation mm-hmm. to fix it.
Let's throw out Israel here, because all of a sudden the Israeli High Court apparently is going to determine Benjamin Netanyahu's future. What's that all about?
Well, again, he's still going through this corruption thing. Benny Gantz is not going to let it go, and several of the others in their judicial system are not going to let it go. So I don't know when that necessarily happens. I think it has been asked to not do anything until after the first. Remember, they were sharing power.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that's necessarily going to go, but things are changing there kind of quickly.
Now, North and South Korea exchanged gunfire on the border yesterday.
I saw that. I don't know how serious all that was.
It didn't sound like it was all that serious, but then again, it kind of sounded like as if South Korean reported that North Korea, South Korea fired on North Korea when they came close to coming over the border or something, that it was South Korea did the firing.
Pretty weird, huh?
Yeah, it is. Usually it's the other way around. So who knows? But anyway, we'll just have to see where all this goes. And then finally, Venezuela says a group of mercenaries attempted an attack on the coast, and they've either all been killed or captured.
Fun times. The rest of the world's still rolling around, and here we are.
Sounds like a Bay of Pigs to me, doesn't it, you?
Oh, I don't know if it's that bad.
Well, I don't know. We'll find out eventually. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. And remember, it's all about we the people here on this program, all about we the people. We're the bosses of applesauce, and they work for us, not the other way around.
You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community, starting in January, when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation. That created enormous risk, and now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been armed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable. We'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Veterans and Military News segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Two locations to serve you. And here's more about them and what they do and where they do it at. Keep in mind the National Aviation Academy classes are going to start up against here in May. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from where I'm at in Tampa, but the other side of Tampa Bay over in Clearwater. Now, you can find out more about them by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And while you're there, give them a call at 800-659-2050, 800-659-2050, and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. So there you go. All right, now, commanders will soon be given four standards to assess training restarts of their units. The Army is eager to restart battalion and brigade-level training. And soon, commanders across the country will use a transition framework to determine whether operations at that scale are feasibly based on the testing capability they have at their home station and the number of COVID-19 cases in their local area, according to senior Army officials. Now, Army tank crews are keeping busy playing video games to maintain their readiness amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. They are definitely rallying online to see what they can do, and there are definitely military games out there where not only can they fly jets and experience air-to-air aerial combat, but they also can do it with tanks and artillery and even ground troops. So there you go. Now, the Army held a third test for its Lockheed Martin's Precision Strike Missile, or PRSM as it's called, firing it out of a HIMARS launcher at the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. We'll see how that all works out and who gets that. Now, the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds are flying all around the country. And over the weekend, they flew over Baltimore, Washington, and Atlanta. They're scheduled to fly over Florida here sometime within the next few days or week. We'll let you know once we find out. Don't forget the hospital ship left New York, headed back to the naval base. So it's headed on back home where it came from for reassignment or whatever. And the military needs Germex, G-E-R-M-E-X, to prepare for the next pandemic. The U.S. military must capture its COVID-19 infection data now for use when prepping for the next pandemic. This according to the head of the U.S. Naval Forces in Europe and Africa, and we'll see how all that plays out. In addition, the Navy's number two, Admiral Burke, will personally oversee the expanded Theodore Roosevelt outbreak investigation. The Navy announced that at the end of last week. And the coronavirus cases on the USS Theodore Roosevelt have gone up by more than 160 sailors in 2 days. Now, when they say cases, they're not talking about people actually being sick. They're talking about the positive results from the tests. And people need to clarify that because you keep hearing that. Well, we just had another 300 cases. They're positive tests. Some of these people could be asymptomatic for months and nothing will happen. It's possible. It's happened. So think about that. So just because you hear a number of cases, the numbers are up, it doesn't necessarily mean what it means. By the way, B-1 bombers have flown into the theater near the South China Sea. B-52s were there. And we're apparently positioning some more of our long-range heavy bombers not very far away in Guam to counter whatever threat might be going on there from the Chinese Navy. And a National Guard COVID-19 update. We still have some 45,000 troops on the ground fighting coronavirus. A Polish military medical team visiting the Illinois National Guard was getting some tips on how to treat possible patients when they go back to Poland. That's all a good thing. And by the way, you might have heard me just talking about Sidney Powell and Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. Well, President Donald Trump voiced strong support for his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, raising speculation that a pardon may be coming after Flynn's lawyers discuss internal FBI documents that they claim now shows the FBI tried to intentionally frame him. Well, they do show that. The only question is, and this is why no one's being prosecuted at the present time, in my opinion, the only question is, who wrote the notes? The notes are very damning and very suspicious, but who wrote the notes? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. They're just notes. So, hopefully, and I'm sure they will, there'll be handwriting analysis to find out whose handwriting that may or may not be, whether it was Peter Strzok or Andrew McCabe or Lisa Page or someone else in the mix, we don't know, but they're going to have to find out, because that is the case right there. That's the secret case. Who wrote the notes? Then from there, they can start charging somebody along the line. By the way, AMVETS has scrapped plans to carry on the Rolling Thunder tradition in Washington, D.C. this Memorial Day because of the coronavirus restrictions on large gatherings, but they pledged to hold similar events next year. Now, many states are talking about going up through the summer with no large gatherings. Most of them happen to be blue states. Some states are saying, well, maybe the end of June, we can start thinking about July 4th. And a couple of other states have said, well, maybe we need to go through the end of July or August. As a matter of fact, France just came out and announced their people are sheltering in place through the end of July. But they've been having a problem there. That's not similar at all to what we've got. The Department of Veterans Affairs ordered nearly $300,000 worth of body bags earlier this month, according to a contracting document that was found by Politico. Interesting, huh? And the Air Force is now planning on developing a hypersonic cruise missile. They're seeking information from the industry about a hypersonic cruise missile and their technology, with hopes of starting up a new prototyping program in the not-too-distant future. And the U.S. State Department has approved a potential sale of two different helicopters to the Philippines. Now, that would be the Apache and the Viper attack helicopters, in advance of that country's final decision on which system it is they want to buy. And only 20 defense firms sought $17 billion in COVID loans. Now, because fewer than 20 firms sought to apply for $17 billion in federal loans for the Defense Department suppliers hurt by the coronavirus pandemic, the Trump administration is now weighing how to broaden the eligibility requirements to see if they can give more money to more defense contractors. All right, we'll see how that works out. All right, coming right up, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be interesting. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, grandparents, this one's for you. Yeah, this one's for you. FunWellBaby.com protects babies and toddlers from the sun and matching SPF 50 sun hats. Now, cute little patterns, including dinosaurs, mermaids, unicorns, sport sharks, sea turtles, and a whole bunch more. You can support my friends down in Sarasota, my little buddy Emmett, the Funwell Baby. You'll see him when you go to the website, funwellbaby.com. Now, there isn't any risk because their products come off with a money-back satisfaction guarantee. And until May the 7th, you get $15 off with a $30 purchase using the code CAPTAIN15 at funwellbaby.com. That's CAPTAIN15 at funwellbaby.com. Get $15 off your $30 purchase. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Boy, oh boy. Now, I just saw some numbers flash across the screen here. They were talking about unemployment. I think they're a little low, but they're saying that unemployment, they believe the April unemployment will be 16%.
Everybody's obsessed with these numbers. And again, they're talking it's going to be a record drop-off. So what? We all know this is going to be a record drop-off. The obsession with the record, we all know how bad this is. You know, we keep pointing to this, but again, I guess it gives a lot of the people in the mainstream media something to talk about. It's bad. And the only way it's going to get better is we open up the country and get people back to work, whether it's, you know, we're down to 16% or 18% or 20%. I mean, honestly, it's split hairs. Does it really matter?
No. Now, I got a little something to run by here. Americans need to be reminded that it was communists that were responsible for the tens of thousands of deaths during Vietnam, just as it's communists who are responsible right now for tens of thousands of deaths today from the COVID-19 virus around the world. And any time you can bring that Vietnam fact back up, is probably a good thing, because especially since Americans aren't learning about it in school from the media. But yet, Vietnam is one of those countries where we might be able to get our prescription drugs made versus China. What say you?
I'm not a big fan of when presidents start declaring war on inanimate objects, where we say this, whether it be the war on drugs, the war on terror, the war on poverty, the war on the coronavirus. I don't like that, really, that type of the way that politicians like to frame things in that manner. War is something completely different, and you know this, more than most. You're comparing the two, I think, it doesn't make any sense. I don't like it when politicians do that. We tend not to do well in our wars on inanimate objects as well.
I'm being told it's going to take about 10 years to get all of our prescription business back being made in the United States. In the meantime, India can make some of it, but not all of it. What should we do?
I don't know why. I think that's nonsense. It's going to take 10 years. I mean, come on. I know there's supply chain issues, and there's issues in regards to getting certain materials, but if we want something done, we can get it done. I mean, it's just that simple. It's whether or not you can, people like to talk a lot about, oh, we're going to move all this stuff back. We'll see if it happens. I hope it does. I'll believe it when I see it. What happened, it's kind of interesting reading into what happened after the last viral outbreaks, and we asked American companies to start making masks and certain types of equipment. As soon as the outbreak went away, those companies, or American companies, almost got put out of business, because all of a sudden the hospital started outsourcing again and buying all their stuff from China to save a buck. So, I'm curious to see if we're going to follow through with this stuff, and I hope we do.
Now, I got a question here from Becca, and I'm not sure where Becca's from because she didn't tell me, so I can't guess. So I'll just say I got a question from Becca, and she says, I missed what President Trump had to say earlier. Did he say that he wants a vaccine for the virus? Well, I think he did more than that. He said we would have a vaccine by the end of the year for the virus.
I hope he's right. I do. I hope that it's accurate. I'm not counting on it, though. I think that's just ridiculous to try to count on trying to have a vaccine. Now, granted, this interesting thing about this virus, as I continue to read about it and study it, is the fact it doesn't mutate that much, and that's what makes other viruses sometimes more difficult to stop, because they mutate at such a great rate. This one doesn't, so maybe we will come up with something, but it would be a first for a coronavirus, so I wouldn't count on it. I think that there's a much greater chance of herd immunity actually playing its part.
Okay, and folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, Stephen Moore is saying it's going to be a bad summer for business, but this winter, he said, things will come back booming.
I think summer is going to be about whether or not, what I see, Matt, is that the media managed to scare the living daylights out of a lot of Americans.
Well,
afraid.
Yeah.
I think what we're seeing right now is a lot of these measures is to ease people mm-hmm. back in and make them mm-hmm. feel comfortable mm-hmm. About getting out. The sooner people feel comfortable, the better off we're going to be. And mm-hmm. like I said, I'm not afraid of this. It's just not something that I'm concerned about mm-hmm. based upon the numbers. There's other things that I'm a lot more frightened of than this. I tried being cooped up with three teenagers for a while and a teenage daughter. That can be difficult. But anyway, it's going to take a little while for people to get used to. And I think maybe some of the measures that they're taking place, people will ease back into things.
Now, I'm going to tell you, because I'm going to agree with what you just said, I'm going to tell you what I saw yesterday. And you can either laugh or you can just go, whichever. But there was a woman in line, and I was like number four back in the line, so I was like 24, 25 feet away from the cash register. And she had these big rubber gloves all the way up past her elbow. She was wearing like a pair of work coveralls on top of what she was wearing, probably in her mid-30s. She was wearing not only a face mask, but a shield over the top of the face mask. And she was being very methodic and setting things down, because the clerk doesn't handle it, you do. And everybody's just kind of sitting there and doing a little grumbling amongst themselves. And she turned around and she looked and she goes, can't be too careful. You could die from this. Your people are dying from this thing, So we all just kind of sat there and went on about our way. And I watched her go out to her car. Do you know that woman climbed in her car dressed the same way, didn't take her mask or her shield off, and kept right on driving down the road with her stuff?
I mean, maybe she's got some sort of terrible, autoimmune condition, or maybe she had a kidney transplant. I don't know, but if that's the case, she shouldn't be going out and about in the first place at this point in time.
Yep.
But yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought I'd throw that out there because I mean, this is what we're dealing with right now. Now, here's the other thing. You probably heard about the protection that the government is trying to put out there. There's a new piece of legislation coming probably as soon as this week to protect the nursing homes faced with the fear of lawsuits over the death of some 19 to 20,000 people, and they're seeking protection from lawsuits with some sort of special legislation. How do you feel about that?
Well, listen, I know here in the state of New York, you know, why don't you sue the governor? The governor is the one that sent the COVID patients back to the nursing homes, and also sent workers that had COVID back into the nursing homes. Those rules from the state.
You bet.
Nursing homes have to take, certain precautions, and there's certain to be certain guidelines that are met. If they're meeting those guidelines, and someone still gets sick, I mean, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. You can't, protect everybody from everything out there. And that's also part of the problem with businesses wanting to open up and get out and about. They're also afraid of having that idiot Morgan & Morgan crowd come after them for something, which can be frightening. Go ahead.
Are you still locked down up there? What's the deal up there?
We still have that shelter, and we're supposed to, the 15th, we're supposed to have pause on New York, but again, it's the weather was really nice this weekend, the kids were out and about doing stuff, they go see it's hard to keep everybody in. Certain people are they're all in with this stuff. Other people, like myself, I'm not buying into it.
Okay, because I mean, they're telling people, and by the way, the subway, correct me if I'm wrong, is shut down now, what, 5 hours a night for cleaning?
They're cleaning it at night. Again, they had a major, it's like homeless infiltration that came in there. It's kind of some of the things you think of just how stupid things are. They don't want people walking or going to a beach or doing certain things, but they keep the subways open. They're going to pack people into a subway car. There's just a lot of things out there that they've done that just doesn't make sense if you're an actual thinking person.
Okay, well, here comes the music, and I know you're going to be busy doing whatever it is you're doing today because you got a shelter in place, so you'll have a lot of honeydews, right?
Back to work today. The modern technology has kept me glued and busier than ever before.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, so you take care.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out, find out all the great things he has to offer. And he is an investment counselor, so there you go. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.